Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and Ten Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bowls and crossbows, with special one-day-only open house pricing. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Go to randyshuntingcenter.com or call 989-269-GUNS. 269-GUNS.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
You are number one North Huron Warrior fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin is a winning combination. We'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact the Fiden and Smith Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Great rates, superior service, and local people you can count on. Everyone at Fiden and Smith Insurance Agency supports area athletes and hope you enjoy the game. For a no obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
Welcome back here to Deckerville Field for the Deckerville Homecoming. Kurt Dammer along with Chad Knobloch and Cruise 102.1 FM Sports. And we're filling in for a couple guys tonight, but it's good to be here with this beautiful weather. They couldn't have given us a better ball game tonight.
No, I really appreciate the beautiful night that you let us have.
Nice weather. We want to give a couple of shout-outs, though, Chad. You know, if Kendi's lacking a little bit, they're coming off the Polka Fest, you know, over at Kendi. That's a big
weekend.
Big weekend over there. So I want to give a shout-out here. I got a note to give a shout-out to Benny Prill, the Polka Hall of Fame, our favorite accordion player and singer over there, and Jimmy Glidden, the athletic director, who's been doing a great job over there with the North Huron Warriors.
Absolutely.
Let's take a look at Saginaw Valley at Ferris State. You know, sometimes they don't always cover all of these games, but we got kids from the Thumb area playing over for SVSU and over at Ferris, so let's give you a little update. Saginaw Valley's having a really tough year this year, but Ferris State has been tearing them up. Jason Vanderland, he's less than 500 yards rushing to become the all-time leading rushing quarterback in NCAA football history at any level. That's over at Ferris State with the Bulldogs.
That is something.
He has 4,646 career yards to date, and he is just tearing it up. Of course, their starting quarterback went out, and he's in, and they're just doing a number. So Saginaw Valley is 0-5, and they're not going to do anything. This is going to be all Ferris State. But it'll be a fun game Saturday if you're heading over that way. That's hosted at Ferris State. Let's see the next game. We got a BYU at Michigan. This is going to be a fun Saturday for football. We got BYU at Michigan. U of M playing. You know, they're going to be at the Big House, 109,000 plus seats. BYU coming into the league, playing the big teams for once. I mean, they're playing the big boys, and they are doing a heck of a job. Brigham Young is ranked in a tie for number 22, and that's nationwide. They lost a heartbreaker to UCLA 24-3 here this last week. So, you know, going to be a tough game, a fun game. You've got University of Michigan's just a superior defensive backfield. You've got Brigham Young, who's passing for 470 yards a game. So you got that great offense and a strong U of M defense. Look forward to a good game. That game is carried by just about everybody on TV.
It'll be interesting. The state of Utah has not been nice to University of Michigan this year.
No.
That was their loss to begin the season, so they'll have to see if they can turn that around.
CMU at Michigan State. Now, the Spartans are ranked number two. If I picked anybody but the Spartans in that game, I'd probably be walking out on the ledge, but you know what? CMU's got some talent, so let's see what they do. Not exactly a super year. They played Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State pulled away last week. CMU, I thought they had it won. Oklahoma beat them 24-13. The Chippewas then blasted Monmouth 31-10 before Saturday's 30-27 overtime loss to Syracuse. So Central Michigan, Michigan State, you know, I'm going to have to give that one all to the Michigan State Spartans. Then we got the Broncos, Denver Broncos and the Detroit Lions.
There we go.
Well, you know, my heart's been torn out 2 weeks in a row. I don't know if I can drink the Kool-Aid for another week, even though it's a home game. Gee whiz, Lion fans.
I profess to Paul Adams that I will continue to drink the Lion Kool-Aid and eat.
Sense if you add the numbers up, they were talking about Peyton Manning and all this and how bad things were getting for his arm and getting weak, but he still continues to win. So they're 2-0, we're 0-2. This is probably going to be something for the Broncos. Hey, got another good game coming up here Sunday in Elkton. On Sunday, the Mighty Riverhawks come to Elkton to take on the Elkton Elks in an 1860s baseball game at 1 o'clock with Coach Marty Baker of the Elkton Elks. And so hope you want to join us here. Nothing going on Sunday. It's a gentleman's game is what they say. Well, so this is the 1860s, you know, where they're actually wearing ties and suspenders and stuff.
And it's a 1 p.m. game. I believe that our Lions aren't on until 8:30, so you can do both.
I probably have an excuse to go watch that. So we're ready to start our ball game here, but before we start, we're going to have our national anthem. Again, Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch bringing you all the play-by-play action here for the Deckerville Homecoming hosting the North Huron Warriors. Awesome job, the Deckerville Eagle Marching Band out on the field at the 50-yard line. We're ready to start our game tonight, and we'll have the players' announcement. Chad, let's look at how we get here today. Looking at the season to date for both the Eagles and the Warriors. On August 28th, the Deckerville Eagles defeated the Kingston Cardinals 42-0, while the North Huron Warriors defeated CPS by a score of 54-14.
After week one, this looked like it was going to be quite a match, didn't
yeah.
it?
Then we go on to September 3rd. The Eagles defeated Carsonville Port Sanilac 54-0. And September 4th, the Warriors lost to Kingston 20-12.
Yeah, that was a tough game. Like I said, both teams put 54 on Carsonville, but the Kingston team just they took care of business against North Huron.
On September 11th, the Deckerville Eagles defeated Marion 46-7. Well, that same night, North Huron lost to Peck, giving up two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They lost by a score of 28-12. Watching that one, really thought North Huron was going to put it away, and then they lost the handle.
You and just about everybody else that was there.
September 18th, the Eagles beat Kingston in their closest game this season last week, 34-14. While the North Huron Warriors defeated Caseville, this time they take the big step up that week, 48-6.
Yep, that was a big win. They needed that one after those two tough losses. When you lose two games by a combined 14 points, especially in eight-man football, what people don't always realize is there tends to be a lot more scoring. There's more space. Yeah, the field's a little bit narrower, but you take away those six bodies from that football field, and you tend to have a little more high-scoring game.
Yeah, we on the way down here, Chad and I got to ride here to the field to get today and in the back of the WLAW limousine, which is really nice. I want to thank Rick and Matt for paying for that. They don't think they knew about that, though,
yeah,
Kelly.
I hope they realize they're buying us.
Oh, boy, is that going to be expensive. But on our way down here, we talked about the